Hi, this is Nissapod. It is Sunday the 8th of June 2014. And today I've been playing with Zoku Quick Pop Maker, the little one with a single slot in it. I got the little one because it takes up less space in the freezer. You need to leave it in the freezer for 24 hours before you use it. And, you know, that I thought also that if I got the three slot one and it then turned out not to be so useful, it would be a bit of a waste. So I got the single one to try it out. And I have to say it was a lot of fun. I just used the shop bought juices and smoothies today. I made one with a cloudy apple juice first, and then two with an innocent smoothie, orange, mango and pineapple smoothie. And they all worked really, really well. By putting the thing in the freezer for 24 hours, you then get a very quick result. It takes a few minutes. You can actually watch, particularly the first one, which is the fastest, you can watch it freezing from the outside to the inside. Some people do all sorts of fancy things. I've just been looking on Pinterest. People do layered ones and fruit pieces stuck on them and chocolate and all sorts. But I thought I'd start with the simple, and actually the simple worked very, very well indeed. They tasted delicious. The texture was nice and smooth, no big lumpy ice crystals like you sometimes get when you do lollies in the freezer. Of course, you do have to bear in mind that things are slightly less sweet when they're frozen. For me, that was fine. I think Aled was surprised that the smoothie didn't taste the same as it does when it's still room temperature or fridge temperature. So, you know, maybe for next time for him, I may add a bit more sugar, even though I know sugar's supposed to be a bad thing and all. But, you know, it's actually you only have a tiny, tiny amount of juice. It's only a couple of ounces of juice. So, you know, it wouldn't kill him once in a while to have an extra bit of sugar, in my opinion, but there you go. And it's I thought it was great fun, and I've been thinking about doing some more, but of course I now need to put it back in the freezer for another 24 hours before I can play with it again. So anyway, that's been quite fun. And for anyone who was wondering where I was the last couple of days, because it's been Audiomo and people have been trying to do some kind of audio content every day, the reason I didn't do anything the last couple of days is because I had a stomach bug, but I am on the mend now. So, you know, I'll try to go back to doing them daily, but we'll see. We'll see how I get on. So anyway, that's all I've got to say on the Zoku Quick Pot Maker. Bye for now.